Okay, so that was I Think There's Something You Should Know by the 1975 off of Notes on a Conditional Form, which is one of their, I want to say less popular albums, but one of, I think I like them all equally in their own ways, which is strange to say because I don't think I ever felt that way before. But yeah, I don't know. Welcome back after that song. So that song is about imposter syndrome, which I actually didn't know before, and kind of the discomfort within oneself. And I am starting to get into a lot of the songs that maybe a couple of years ago I would hit skip on because they weren't necessarily as fast-paced or fun to listen to or catchy. But after listening to the albums, I want to say in a deeper way, but I don't like that. I don't know, after listening to the albums and kind of picking the songs that I gave less attention to before and giving them a moment in the spotlight, that has been really fun and really interesting to do, and that is one of the songs that I've been kind of doing that with. And I do like the progression. It's like I've been liking 4-minute songs. I feel like I used to have a strong affinity for short songs, but look at us now. And since nobody's here for this time slot, I think I'm gonna keep going. We're gonna do a little bit of a surprise second show, part two. So welcome everybody. Everyone who is new as of the hour you are listening to, we'll put a pin in this. This is Amy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Radio. Always a little tongue twister there. But next up, we're going to listen to Tarzan Boy, the dance remix by Baltimora. And this is just a feel-good song. This is a driving to the beach song. And I don't know a lot of the lore behind it, so I'm going to do a little deep dive right now, and we'll see what I can give you guys at the end of this song. But in the meantime, just enjoy the music.
Sunny afternoon. Night.
Okay, so we're back after Tarzan Boy Dance Remix by Baltimora. And some stuff that I dug up about this song. I don't know, basically the concept of them using Tarzan was kind of to convey someone who's living a really carefree lifestyle, which I like a lot, actually. And it says that the melody of the song is kind of supposed to be Tarzan's cry, and that's kind of what's repeated through the whole song, which also is kind of a cool little tidbit of information, which is also kind of intuitive, but having it spelled out is kind of nice. And this song was released in 1985 under the genre Italo Disco, which I didn't know existed. And I think this is like a European song. And it kind of, in that sense, is reminding me of Blue by Eiffel, which I have a weirdly strong affinity towards. And since I said that, you might be hearing it later on. So that was Tarzan Boy. Next up, we have The Swimming Song by Ludin Wainwright III off of Attempted Mustache. I love this song so much. And this is kind of turning into a We'll Put a Pin in It best of, or my favorites over the course of the semester and other shows. So I guess it's a highlight reel, if you will. So this is one of the highlights. Here we go. Okay, so that was The Swimming Song by Ludin Wainwright III. And I don't know much about that song either. It's a very short 2.5 minute song. I love the guitar, and I love his voice has kind of a yodel quality to it, which is really strange, but I think it's just a fun song, and I think it's kind of about like him not necessarily knowing what to do. And so the lyrics go, the summer I went swimming, the summer I might have drowned, but I forget the words. It's like, I flailed my arms and I kicked my legs and I moved, whatever. So he basically just goes swimming, which I think is kind of a metaphor for being dumped into the deep end of life. And then he's kind of flailing around and just kind of figures things out, which is kind of how I feel a lot So this is why, I don't know, it's a cute little song that has a cute little message. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that one. Again, The Swimming Song by Ludren Wainwright III off of Attempted Mustache. Next up, we're going to do a song called Bored in Bristol by Always off of Blue Rev.
Season turn, and it's Where it's not too late.
me.
Kiss me. Oh. She was only two. It's the first time she felt blue. Cafeteria Harrison Elementary. Beneath a parachute, I saw her without shoes. Seven up, I touched her thumb, and she knew it was me, although she couldn't see. Unless, of course, she peeked. My mom's good, she got me out of Twin Falls, Idaho, before I got too old. You know how that goes. That's where she still was the summer she turned 17. 1983, 3 weeks after me. Last I heard was she had twins, or maybe it was three. Although I've never seen, that don't bother me.
wondering what to do with yourself on Saturday, June 3rd? Well, tune in to Live Music Day on WMFO at WMFO.org or 91.5 FM on your radio dial. We will be hosting local musicians from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Who will you hear? Adam Sherman and Lauren Parks, Alan Williams, Crow Follow, Girl with a Hawk, Mike Berry, Glowbox, Little Billy Lost, Mike Machi, Randy Black, Heath Croppers, and Speed Fossil. Saturday, June 3rd, Live Music Day on WMFO. Tune in.
When you play these games that I can't see, then you call my name late at night, I can't breathe. So then you call my number just to pretend. Well, the morning comes and you decide to leave me behind. You leave me behind. You leave me behind. Well, holy smokes, you've been gone 2 weeks again. Then you pop in like you've been here ever since. I can't breathe. So now you call.
let you down. You bought into my constitution of love. You fell for every word I said. Now that is not love, it's just a loneliness.
Come. the track has led me here. And next year it'll be clear this was only leading me to that. And by that time I hope that you
waiting for you.